Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor, in for Rebecca Corral, and here's what's happening. It's clear to everyone that this pandemic is taking a toll on the economy, but are we facing a depression? KCBS's Kathy Novak reports.
By definition, a depression is an economic contraction that lasts several months. So Rutgers public policy professor Carl Van Horn says it's too early to use that label, adding the country has changed since the Great Depression.
We didn't have any of the social safety nets that we have now. Our safety net is not perfect, but we do have things that didn't exist back then, unemployment insurance and food stamps and so on. So I don't think the crisis from an economic standpoint will be at that level. But again, it's too early to tell.
So what is the future for businesses likely to be?
Well, the short answer is it's just a world of hurt, and it's going to last, I think, a fairly long period of time.
Dr. Van Horn says it may be difficult for government to turn to measures such as infrastructure projects to kickstart the economy.
That is one of the normal remedies one would think of. But of course, putting people on infrastructure projects, putting them to work immediately would violate social distancing.
Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Teachers may be out of their classrooms during the shelter in place, but that does not mean they're not going to school online. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, districts across the state are scrambling to instruct teachers on how to run virtual classrooms.
Video conference classrooms are the new normal for hundreds of schools across the Bay Area and the state, as educators who learn to teach the traditional way are now cramming to go virtual.
Well, it's been a learning curve for all of us.
Alisa Alvarez, the principal at Washington Elementary in San Leandro, says her teachers have spent the past 3 weeks learning how to hold class using Zoom. It's been a challenge, especially for educators in the younger grades.
So you see all these memes of board members or business people in Zoom conferences, and now think about that with six-year-olds. And trying to get everybody in one space on a Zoom conference, it's a comedy of errors at times.
The good news is San Leandro is one of the districts that went one-to-one with Chromebooks to students a few years ago. And for those families not online, several internet service providers are now offering to connect them for free for 3 months. In San Leandro, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
We have hit the pause button on professional sports due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the question now is, when will the games and matches be played again? KCBS reporter Melissa Kallross takes a look at what one Bay Area County official is predicting.
The novel coronavirus loves crowds. So take football, for example.
There are scores of professional football teams and millions of fans and players.
That is why Santa Clara County Executive Officer Dr. Jeffrey Smith doesn't expect professional sports to resume until mid-November at the earliest. Smith says even though we're doing a good job with social distancing, bringing back large events too soon could reignite the spread of the virus. And he says the lack of a national shelter-in-place order also is a problem.
It's possible that each county or each state could limit sporting events individually, but without an overall national approach, that doesn't really affect anything.
Why?
If the 49ers, for example, don't have games, but somebody in Florida continues to have games, there's still people flying back and forth across the nation who are infecting each other.
So Smith believes large gatherings will need to wait for the development of a COVID-19 treatment or vaccine. He made the comments on our sister station, 95.7 The Game. Melissa Kallross, KCBS.
San Francisco has secured 20 furnished apartment units for survivors of domestic violence to use during the coronavirus shelter-in-place order. District Attorney Chesa Boudin and Mayor London Breed making that announcement today. The temporary homes were provided by San Francisco-based real estate company Veritas. Officials say survivors and their families can stay in the apartments for up to 90 days at no cost. In the week following the shelter-in-place order, the District Attorney's Office says it's saw a 60% increase in referrals to its victim services division. So you have a dry cough, maybe a slight fever and some body aches. Should you be tested for coronavirus? KCBS's Rebecca Corral got some answers from this morning's Ask an Expert segment on KCBS.
Don't rush right to the emergency room. Call your doctor first. That's the advice from Dr. Jahan Fahimi, director of UCSF Emergency Medicine.
If it's a scratch in the throat, a dry cough, maybe even like a low-grade fever, these are perfect symptoms to bring up with a doctor by telephone, by video visit. And if it's decided that you need to get testing, then you can be referred into a place to get a test performed.
Dr. Fahimi says COVID-19 symptoms can vary widely from person to person. For some, it's a cough and a fever. Others lose their sense of smell and taste. Some get GI symptoms and some no fever at all. Who should get to the emergency room?
If somebody gets up to walk around their own home and feels pretty significantly winded by doing an activity that would have otherwise been very, very easy, they wouldn't even thought twice about it, that might be something that I would recommend in-person evaluation for.
Another alarming sign if a few minutes of vigorous talking makes you winded. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.
And you can listen to Dr. Fahimi's interview again and read a transcript of it at kcbsradio.com. All of our Ask an Expert interviews are posted at kcbsradio.com/askanexpert. The South Lake Tahoe police have arrested a woman for reportedly licking almost $2,000 worth of groceries at a Safeway. Police say employees at the store on Johnson Lane saw the woman put pieces of jewelry on her hands, lick the jewelry, and then load her cart with mass amounts of groceries. Officials say an employee told police that the jewelry and items in the cart were unsellable due to cross-contamination. The woman was arrested on suspicion of felony vandalism and has now been booked into the El Dorado County Jail.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.